This ESPN Chicago podcast is presented by 19 Crimes Wine.
This is Waddle and Sylvie, live from the Old National Bank State Street Studio. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
Thanks for listening, calling, and participating today. A lot of good conversation about LeBron. He's going to do it tonight or not, if you're going to stay up and watch it. Thanks to Black and Abdallah. The guys are on tonight 6 to 8 after Waddle and Sylvie. And the boys are here now for Crosstalk. They're going to get you home on this Tuesday afternoon. Boys, what up?
I enjoyed your guys' conversation.
Which one?
About the Seahawks and the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, going
and
then down memory lane.
Yeah, then Mitch.
The son of a Mitch game.
Yeah.
I don't know. That wasn't the son of a Mitch game.
No, that wasn't.
I just like to son say of son of a Mitch.
What was son of a Mitch? Son of a
well,
Mitch
that's
was...
Time he played,
son of a son.
It was
of
a
Mitch.
Was a playoff game Mahomes. That we called it?
It's Watson against
Mahomes. Yes, that's right.
Texans and Chiefs.
Yeah, it was the son of a Mitch Bowl.
Son of a...
He could be available. Did you see that?
Yeah, we saw that.
What about him as a backup to Justin?
Nah, I don't think you bring that. I don't think you go
draft
back on that
someone.
Road. Yeah, just draft someone.
Come on.
That'd
it'd
be a tough thing to bring the guy back to the franchise. That, no. You don't.
Come on.
Be fine.
Mitch will bounce around, though. Mitch
got two bottles
for
bourbon.
15 years and play.
God bless you.
Absolutely.
But, like, we don't need.
The only thing.
Bring a younger guy in here.
The only thing that sucks. It's not Mitch's fault.
No, it's not. It's the general manager's fault.
Going to be the greatest quarterback in history. Oh. I mean, that's not Mitch's fault.
It's Pace's fault.
Thanks, yes.
And those damn mock drafts.
Yes.
Hey, it's not Pace's fault. It's those damn mock drafts.
Oh, no, it's Pace's fault.
No, remember?
Yeah,
that
I remember.
What about those
guys? Right, thank you.
Mitch.
Yeah, Mitch.
It's no different than, like, look.
Salary cap casualty in Pittsburgh, Mitch.
That's what we're
talking
about.
You know that, right?
Yes.
You all right over there?
Welcome to the show.
We were just talking
about
this. You're a
little
weird over there. What's going on?
We were just talking about that.
That's why Mitch came up. Welcome to the conversation.
That is not a good color on you. I'm going to let you know that right now. Yeah, not a good color.
At least the Salukis aren't slapping anybody in the crowd like your Eastern Illinois players are.
Oh, I saw that.
You see that?
I saw that. Yeah, that youngster should be reprimanded.
Yeah.
Not kicked off, but reprimanded, because you all make mistakes. We all make mistakes over the course of time.
Did you ever slap anybody in the crowd?
I've never slapped anybody twice if they didn't know it. No, but if you got a little more white,
mean?
If you've got a little more white in that, that is too maroon. It is too maroon or burgundy or whatever it is.
Okay.
Maroon or burgundy. It's got too much maroon.
It's like maroon.
It needs a little more white in there is
By
what
way,
I'm going to tell you.
Fashion over there. The Titans have not hired Matt Nagy as their offensive coordinator. That will
they
be Tim
not?
Kelly.
Tim Kelly
out of Marion Catholic. Dennis Kelly's brother, believe it or not. He's
Charles
coach.
London is Boy, their new pass game coordinator.
What's going on here?
Oh, Charles London, former running backs coach here.
Chris Harris is right. Their defensive pass game coordinator and cornerbacks coach.
Mm. Former Bear, Chris Harris.
The Bears were interested in him here.
Nagy, was Mahomes singing Nagy's praises yesterday?
I think he was.
I think he did at Media Day.
Okay.
But that's fine.
Yes.
As a quarterback coach.
I have nothing against Matt Nagy.
I do.
What can I do now?
Hateful person.
There's nothing I can do now. I have more angst about Ryan Pace than I do Matt Nagy.
Well, he stunted Justin's growth for a year.
Okay. Well, the other guy's sin is more.
That's organizational too. That's an organizational flaw in the way they like to do things. Like the draft quarterback in the first round and then change the coaching staff the next year. Organizational flaw.
They did it the last two cycles.
Right, last two cycles.
They drafted a quarterback in the first. They traded up.
Snotnose, you okay over there?
Yeah, I just.
Right? They traded up.
Yes.
And then within a year, they're changing coaches.
Look here. This is where
Let's
there's
hope
also.
Kevin Warren fixes this whole damn thing. I swear to God.
There's two components.
I mean, unbelievable.
I swear to the heavens,
there's two components. There's evaluating talent, identifying evaluated talent, and then there's developing talent. We may find out that Matt Nagy actually can identify talent, but can't develop it.
He knew Mahomes was the real
deal.
Yes,
I mean, from my intel, he had those guys graded correctly.
Mahomes said it on the podcast with Kelsey.
Yeah.
Did
he
you
gave
hear
him the answers.
Matt Nagy gave him the answers to the test.
Yeah. Gave him.
Because he was in love
with
him.
Right. He knew him.
So, but it's the development process. The thing that chaps me, too, is all the people that were supporting Mitch. Fine. And one of their big support comments was, well, if if Patrick Mahomes here, he wouldn't be the Patrick Mahomes he is in Kansas City. Okay, but he'd be better than the guy we had.
Yeah.
Like, he won the AFC title game. And again, Travis Kelce is one of the top two or three tight ends in the history of the game. But with a group of backup wide receivers and on one leg.
It's
like, he's the quintessential guy that makes everybody better.
He's an exceptional talent.
Yes.
Exceptional.
So I don't want to hear if Patrick Mahomes was here in Chicago that we would have ruined him and we would, he wouldn't be the Patrick Mahomes. No, you're right. Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City works because Andy Reid is there. And they got a good system, and they've developed around him. But that guy is a unique talent that makes everybody better.
Did you hear the stat we gave earlier about Mahomes has played 93 games?
It's unbelievable.
93 games, including the playoffs. He's had the lead or been within one score of the lead in the fourth quarter in 90 of them.
One of them was the Super Bowl, right?
It's 90 of them, Sylvie.
He's amazing.
90 of 93 games. Yeah. They in the game he got blown out, in fairness, he was really on one. I mean, he needed toe surgery, I think, after that, didn't he? And they were down three starters on their offensive line, and they just had no chance against that Tampa front.
Look, like, he's going
been
to
blown
be
out three times in his career.
Tom Brady, the most accomplished, best of all time. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is on the arc to be that guy.
Yes. Oh yeah, yes, he is.
You can even argue now, like what he does is more impressive.
It's pretty awesome. You guys going to stay up late and watch LeBron tonight?
Yeah.
I am too.
I think so. It's the Bulls and Grizz early.
Yeah.
Bulls. And then we've got Lakers tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see. I got a bet down on LeBron.
I do too.
For tonight? Yes, for tonight. On his point total.
Over 36.
What did you bet?
I bet I did the lazy one, and I just took his over on 30. One and a half or whatever.
Well, they're at home against Oklahoma City, right?
Waddle's if you did that, if he's going to score over 31.5, why didn't you just play the over?
I think if he's over 30, they're going to keep him in there and let him score.
They're going to give him the ball. They're going to feed him.
Yeah. So
over 35 is plus 115 or something like that.
I did it this morning and I did it really quick. I should have thought about it, but
double down.
But at least I had the intention there.
And I like how it keeps you, it certainly keeps you motivated to night for a long time, because now you got a wagering interest too.
Sure, so now I'm rooting for them.
It's a good call. I think I'm going to jump on
there
with you guys.
Who they playing?
Oklahoma City. Who they got blown out last night in in Oakland,
San Francisco, Golden State.
Yeah, they got blown.
Clay
out.
Hit how many threes?
It was a lot,
14 or something.
Yeah,
they give up 116 points a game. I'm going to have you know, Oklahoma City.
Yeah,
116.4 game.
It's a lot of points.
So the Lakers on the money line and LeBron over 34.5 is plus 185. I think that's a pretty solid value, right? There.
Yeah, you should double down on that.
The first 12 teams in the West all have a positive point differential.
They all do.
You know that?
Yep.
That's uncanny. I love
that. You know what's weird this year?
I love the NBA.
I believe there are two teams in the NBA that are a plus five or better. That's pretty rare to see only two teams.
Cleveland and Boston.
Cleveland and Boston.
Yeah. Yeah, Boston's number one.
Yeah, Cleveland and Boston. I'm looking at it. You're right. Well, I tell you what, Carl.
Boston's the favorite.
A lot of basketball being played in the NBA, huh? There's a statement for you.
There's some basketball being played in the NBA. Yes, that's very true.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, very true.
Johnny, break that down.
Hey, yeah. Well, you know they're going to have games tonight.
So you guys were right. Clay had 12 threes.
12. Yeah.
Can we get the cap rant? It's a good time to replay the cap rant.
Cap rant. What is
he
right about?
When
he went high pitch and then he went low pitch.
I'm Clay Thompson. Look at me.
He went south at one point, too, and got a southern accent, I think.
I'm not expecting them to go beat Golden State last night. But when you come out there and get pumped where Clay Thompson's in the zone, so we're going to feed Clay Thompson, and no one is going to have the you-know-whats to come over there and go, bam,
bam,
knock him down on a shot. Foul. I'm not telling you to go break his nose. I'm not telling you to take his knees out. I'm telling you to close out on a shot and make sure his ass is on the ground. And then help him up and go, try it again. I'll knock your ass down again. Instead, they all got popcorn and sat there and went, go get him, Clay. Let's watch the record. I can tell my grandkids I was when you hit all those damn shots. My grandkids.
And then his balls dropped. Like, in the middle of that, he went high-pitched southern, but then his balls dropped in the middle of that.
He channeled Brian Kelly there when he went south. You know that, right?
Yes.
He channeled Brian Kelly.
He went family. He went family.
Ever. I'm going to help mom get popcorn.
Go ahead and set the record
out. So tell my grandkids.
Old prospector all of a sudden. Yeah.
It's digging for gold.
It's probably my favorite rant of the station.
My, one of my all-time favorite cap rants for sure. And that's a Norm. That's from the Norm Van Leer
School. How many
school,
of those though, do we have, by the way?
Norm would definitely tell you that.
How many camp rants do we have recorded?
I don't know.
You said one of the favorites means there's got to be more than one, right?
Well, yeah, but think can't about be all just the rants one rant. How great Mitch is, and how we're all going to be. We're all going to rue the day
He used to vacuum the locker room. Remember, Mitch cleans the locker room.
Yeah,
that he's tidy. So that means he's a good leader.
He declared all of us that didn't believe in Mitch are going to be on the wrong side of history.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's the goldfish? Northeast had
a little bit of that as well.
I don't get Mike's infatuation with Mitch either.
If Mitch is let go as a cap casualty, like, you think do you think Northy will still be, bad coaching, anything but...
Yep.
He's going to bring him up.
He's never been given a chance.
Tomlin's terrible.
Yeah. Never been given a proper chance.
Yeah, that's not the one you want to talk about.
He wouldn't say that. He loves Tomlin.
Well, I get it, but I'm just saying, you know, that if you're going to support Mitch Trubisky and you're going to go against the Pittsburgh coaching staff, that might be the one you have to go after.
Human being, dog, cat, bird, goldfish, and every other creature on God's green earth, an apology.
And then that got banned. And then he got mad at me when I played it.
Yeah.
And then weren't they talking about going to Latrobe for Steelers camp when Mitch signed?
That's right, they did. Maybe he'll sign somewhere closer to home and they can still do that as a bit.
You nailed it, Carm. Mitch is going to make a gajillion dollars.
He'll make a lot of money.
God bless him. And he'll be in the league until because he's a good kid. He works hard. He's not a disruption.
He'll win you two games.
Other when he's playing and you need a big play.
Well, if you need a backup for two or three games, Mitch should probably go and win you a couple games. Like, seriously.
Maybe one.
He can win you a couple of games.
He'll win you a couple of games, for sure.
He's your classic backup.
Absolutely. He's lightning in a bottle guy. You open up that bottle every now and then, there's lightning in there.
A little bit of lightning. Every now and then there's a
thunderstorm Mitch. Yeah.
Right. That's it.
And then you know what?
And it's fine.
It's not so good.
It's fine. It wasn't fine when they moved up to drafting, but it's fine now. It's fine. You wish him well, and everything's fine.
He's better than Mike Glennon. Mike Glennon's trying to get backing people up.
Nobody ever thought Mitch was the worst quarterback in the league. It's just he wasn't
better
worth what you paid.
Daniel. How much has Chase Daniel made?
Chase has made
$60 million?
$60 million.
I mean,
he's living in L.A. now, right? Is he a Chargers backup?
I believe is he Chargers. I think he's Chargers.
That's not a bad gig.
No.
Mitch can run a hell of a scout team.
Yes, he can. God bless him.
He'll be in this seriously. He'll be in this league for 15 years.
He's better than Zach Wilson. You know?
Oh yeah.
We've talked about McNown. Sylvia tell you he covered McNown. Guys like that are just bad guys. You don't want to be around them. Period.
Johnny Manziel. Cade McNown. Better than Zach Wilson.
Terrible.
If you're a decent guy, I mean, he's still better than a lot of backups in the league.
Yeah.
Boy, that's what he is.
He'll probably end up with Brian Daboll backing up Danny Dimes. He was in Buffalo, you know.
Getting that system, run what Dable's doing.
You know, he can do some of the things that Danny Dimes does, too, so.
You know, he was with him in Buffalo. So
see, that's the conundrum for me with Matt Nagy. Matt knows what a good quarterback looks like. Because he's evaluated them. But to wait until Mitch's fourth year here in the final four games to actually put together an offense that was tailored to his skill set just is so confounding.
I thought you have nothing against him. It sounds like you got something against him.
As a person, I think he's a good guy. There are a lot of guys out there who are bad coaches and bad guys.
Right. I mean, that's what I mean.
He's a good dude.
He ruined our football seasons. Yeah. That's why I hold stuff against him. I can let it go, sort of, but he ruined football seasons for us.
Yeah, that 19th season he sure did.
So, and he stunted Justin's growth.
I mean, that first start in Cleveland, I'll never forget. It's an all-time.
And we have a bet. So we have a bet that we're going to make between sides of the show of whether or not there are dumb owners who will give Matt Nagy a second chance at a head coaching job. We are split on this.
So I'll say this.
The only way I'm in firmly in the no camp, unless he goes somewhere as an offensive coordinator and rehabilitates what people think of him as a play caller. Other than that, like, look, he had a 5-game stretch in Kansas City before he got the head coaching job here, and he screwed that up. at the end of the post game and the postseason when they decided to go away from running the football.
Right.
Here, I get it. He was coach of the year. Use your eyeballs and see how things went.
Yeah,
like, there's no way he's going from being the quarterback's coach at Kansas City to a head coach.
His resume pops. Identified Patrick Mahomes. Identified Justin Fields. Coach of the year. Playoff appearances above 500, coaching record. And, you know, he'll word salad you to death. And he's going to make one of those dumb owners. He's going to make them think he knows what he's talking about by spinning him silly. With a word salad, he'll give you a firm handshake. And a guy like George McCaskey, another one of those dudes, is going to give him another job.
How many George McCaskeys are out there?
There's 20 more of them.
Yeah. Okay, but they've got Kevin Warren's working for them. Most of them.
I think Sylvie's probably right. If Adam Gase can get two jobs, I think it's not crazy to believe that Matt Nagy could get another bite at the
apple. Adam Gase went right from one job to the next, didn't he?
You know who's never getting another job is Nathaniel Hackett.
That's true.
I don't think he'll ever get another head coaching job. Head coaching job. I mean, he's maybe the OC of the Jets. I don't think he'll get a head coaching job. I wouldn't be stunned if Sylvie's right, like Matt Nagy
and Meller's very passionate about this. I think it's Team Meller and Sylvie together against Aki and Waddle.
I don't think that.
He's so, still young.
So like, what's his path? What's his path to a new head coaching job?
Well, someone's got to give him an OC job first.
Well, that's my point. Like, you're not going,
necessarily, you're, man.
See, that I disagree with.
He's Andy Reid's dude.
You're not going from...
He's been a head coach
in
the past.
He was Andy Reid's dude before he came to Chicago.
Well, he got a job. This hiring season, did they?
The Tennessee Titans discussed having him come in as an OC. But look, if the Chiefs win a Super Bowl here, so he's not riding shotgun with Patrick Mahomes, but he's in the back seat, right? And if he gets to go another year or two and the Chiefs just keep humming along, just by the product of osmosis, he gets to say, hey, Mahomes is great. I was there the whole time. And they may keep Bieniemy in the OC job, but clearly nobody really wants to hire him. I could see Nagy getting a gig if the Chiefs keep playing well. And it won't be because Nagy's great.
No,
because he's with Reid and Mahomes.
So you think there's going to be a 3 or 4 year separation between his Bears head coaching job and another head coaching job?
Maybe. And McDaniels, how many years was there between those guys?
Josh McDaniels has a resume as well.
Well, and some of that was by choice.
That's what Nagy will be building.
He doesn't
what
have
What about your guy in Tampa?
Josh McDaniels.
That you do
Todd Bowles.
How many years was there between jobs there? I mean, Josh Bowles got a second chance.
And while Josh McDaniels, he got a job from the Colts, he left it prematurely and still got another job.
And again, I would suggest
when the owner
to
takes
you
a dump
is
in your house for an hour.
That's not good.
I would suggest his resume as an offensive coordinator.
Did you hear the story?
No, Ursay was dropping Dookie.
Were you not here for that? Were you gone?
I was gone.
Where were you?
Tell the story about what Dockage heard.
You didn't know this story? You were gone?
I was gone.
Oh, you know what? It might have been when you were in Florida golfing.
Yeah. But what do you think happened? So tell them the story.
So first of all, it's weird that Dockage broke this 5 years later. But Dockage, at the beginning of the year...
Says it's from a source inside the Colts, right?
My source inside the Colts organization.
Right.
That he swears by.
Swears by. And these guys had him on. They talked to Doc.
All right.
That at the final meeting... McDaniels had agreed to become the coach,
and this was the owner flying to McDaniels' house in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I got you.
After it was finalized,
and
I got you.
Ursay disappeared into the bathroom for what would the doc say? An hour?
About an hour.
60 minutes.
And the wife, Josh McDaniels' wife, got kind of freaked out by the whole thing, and he said, "That's it. I'm out. I'm not going." They didn't know what he was doing in the bathroom. Jim Ursay.
I have a feeling I know what's going on.
What do you think?
Speculated.
He's taking a bath. he drew himself a bath.
That's the first time we've heard that.
I've heard snorting coke,
fell asleep on the can, testing them.
Drew
himself a bath. Yeah, some Epsom salt. Really want to feel good.
Brilliant.
That's the best answer yet.
Drew himself a bath.
Hey, your face matches your shirt now.
You're in Florida golfing, so that's why you missed that.
Yes, honestly, other than drawing a bath, honestly, what do you think? Like, how do you explain that?
I have a feeling I can't say it. I'll save it for Unhinged.
All right.
I think I know what was going on. A little self-manipulation, maybe.
Could be.
Saying it in a nice way. Saying it in a nice way.
He's in the bathtub.
He's an old man.
Well, old guy's sitting there going, come on, you going to cooperate?
Come on.
Yeah. He's, you know, 30 minutes. Why do you negotiating. It's negotiating with it.
Why do you choose that moment to actually.
Maybe Mrs. McDaniels
might have had maybe she was a smoke show.
I don't know.
Maybe he was in a deep lunge and he slipped.
And he's an older guy and it took a while. I don't know. Could be a lot of
things. He's down there talking to little Jimmy going, come on, champ. Come on. Stop thinking about Peyton Manning.
Get motivated.
Stop thinking about Peyton.
Yeah.
It's the Super Bowl. Come on.
Stop thinking about Peyton.
Didn't happen.
Like a lot of, who knows?
I would
have been
an hour.
I think Dokić was on the wrong end of the Zach Edey thing this weekend, where Edey pulled the mic over and said, listen, there are a lot of turnovers, not just the one at the end of the game that did that. Dokić was kind of criticizing Zach Edey for stepping up. He goes, I remember when I did this and I missed a shot and I was up there and I had to answer my own questions. Okay, listen, Mr. 1978, Mr. Basketball in Indiana, slow your roll for half a second. We used to do things and things used to be done to people all the time in the 70s and the 80s that aren't done anymore. I felt like Mr. Edey was a leader at that point in saying, don't try to pinpoint it on the youngsters here at the end of the game that they had some turnovers. The turnovers throughout the game is what causes.
Are we talking Purdue basketball?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Dokić. I love Dokić.
Is this Purdue basketball?
So this guy knows college basketball.
I love college basketball.
Like, he watches it.
It's
don't
10
ask
times.
About the NBA.
Did I get it
no,
right?
That's
it
not true. Now, all the guys in the NBA used to be at college, except for a handful of guys.
Was this
played
college
in Europe
this?
Or play, came straight out of high school? No, this is what I'm telling you.
He loves it, man.
I love watching college basketball. I like watching the NBA in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true.
The playoffs in the NBA are absolutely fantastic.
That's what I feel about hockey.
And I will argue the final 5 minutes of an NBA game are exhilarating. Can be exhilarating.
Can we go back? Were you talking about
minutes.
Purdue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Purdue
I didn't
lost Indiana this weekend.
I got you.
Yeah. Got upset.
Oh, big one.
Number one. They were the number one team.
I'm a Hoosier now. I've been in Hoosier State for the better part of 24 years now.
You're a Boilermaker now, right?
Because
your daughter.
My daughter does go there, yes. Yeah. She's a freshman.
You're all things
3.7, Dean's List. Yeah.
Nice. Look well done. Great team.
All right, what's up on the show?
Today? Just after her pappy, right?
She'll
pappy able, used to do that?
She'll be able to help your complexion here when you get older.
Send her my way.
Wow. Well, you, it's going to be a challenge. Yeah, she's got to become an expert.
Well, that's what the 3.7's for.
She is need going to become an expert there.
Well,
okay. I've never
that's
seen
why
something
she's
like
getting
this,
a 3.7.
Where's he from? Mars? No, he's a human.
Kentucky.
On Unhinged, I told the story when I walked into the dermatologist.
Ow.
Who was a 9.5.
Oh, yeah, you told that.
And
yeah.
I had the rash down below.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
that's when you don't know what to do.
I'm like,
it's like when I got the catheter when little Johnny wasn't in his glory.
I'm like, you're the dermatologist?
I would have said I got to catch a bus. I'm going to go find a male dermatologist.
So I hear you have a rash.
Step in front of it.
I hear you. I do. Well, you're going to have to position yourself, sir, where I can really get a good angle at this.
Sorry.
Wait.
I'm out.
You just buzzed right past when little Johnny wasn't.
He tore his hamstring.
Tore my hamstring off my toe. And I told you the story.
Yeah.
Like Beulah Ballbricker was my nurse, right?
That's an old reference.
Why did they give you a catheter?
Well, they gave me a catheter because I couldn't pass.
Did you ask for one?
No, I couldn't pass the urine. You can't pass the urine.
Why
I'm
not?
Taking fluids in because.
You started to swell.
Major, they had put something up. It was a major surgery. You got to prime the pipes. I mean, it's all types of weirdness going on. Either way, I'm told that I have to go. If I don't go, they're going to, you know, put a catheter in there and drain my bladder so it's not the size of a Voight basketball, right?
Voight basketball.
So I'm like, okay. I go, not a problem. So Beulah Ballbricker kept walking in, and, you know, 2 inches shorter, she'd have been a perfect circle. And she's back and forth. All of a sudden, we got a shift change.
Said shift change.
Shift change. And all of a sudden, a model walks in. I thought the guys were messing with me from the team. I'm like, come on.
Days of Thunder.
Come on. This is no fair. So now, you know, I'm trying to present myself in somewhat of a respectable manner south of the border. You know what I'm saying?
Well, do you think you were going to get up out of that bed and get some?
No.
But
if she talked about me, I want her to talk well. When you speak about me, speak well. She approached me with two fingers in the tiny, like she's picking a golf tee out of the bag. I turned my my head in shame. Amanda, in shame, I turned my head and said, do what you need to do.
You're not even mentioning it. Probably hurt like hell as
didn't
well,
care.
Did it?
Didn't care.
Oh, your feelings imagine. Were hurt so bad. Yeah.
So
the physical
crushed.
Pain.
Ego. His what? Ego. I was so crushed. Then I come to find out why, you know, and I told the story on Unhinged a number of different times. They had severed a bunch of nerves.
Right.
Ooh. You know, yeah. back by the prostate there, which is in control of a lot of things. Oh, it's like, you know, the orb, you know?
We're back. We're back. We're back now.
We were back in good glory when I saw Maria Bartiromo.
That's what she did.
On CNBC.
Oh, that's when you knew it was all connected. That's right.
December
going again.
Yeah, December of 1999. It was like, what? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Thank goodness.
What's going on?
I'm back, baby. All right, what's up on the show?
Linnell Jones at 12,000.
Now, that was a clean way. Home. By the way,
I don't know
that was a clean way. That was the cleanest way ever I've ever discussed that.
I don't think we could outdo that.
Yeah, it's all medical terms,
too. We should close up shop for the day right now.
Probably.
So did you hear about the Aaron Rodgers darkness story?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Wait till Big Cat talks about it. Big Cat's on at 4. We're going to talk to Nick Friedel to recap the last couple of days.
I'm going
to
turn you guys on during my massage.
Ask Friedel if he thinks that KD will get traded to the Bulls. Just see what he says.
Okay, we will ask him.
He likes the Bulls. He's talked highly.
I think there is a better chance of DeMar DeRozan getting traded to Brooklyn than KD getting traded here.
You might be right.
So we'll talk to Nick Friedel. He'll recap the. And what was it like covering Kyrie Irving? Was this the craziest year of his career? Of Nick's career. And he's seen the Nick Friedel curse lives. It's a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's a thing. The Nick Friedel curse is real, guys.
Their teams are petitioning the NBA not to have him sent anywhere near them.
You know he's going to get a new team soon.
Yeah.
And it is, the teams are scared. We will talk to Nick coming up next. Barstool Big Cat at 4. We've got Wilbon at 5. Wilbon did the one-on-one interview with LeBron.
Yeah, that's right.
So really good stuff today. Would you rather get your entries in? We've got squares to give away. I mean, there's a ton of
it's all types of stuff, guys.
Waddle and Sylvie have a loaded show for you coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow.
19 Crimes Wine tells the story of rule breakers who beat the odds and became infamous. Similar to the story of one hip-hop's founding fathers and entertainment icon, Snoop Dogg. By the way, they are the presenting partner for the Big Game Pregame, which is this Sunday on Twitch. It's exclusively going to be seen on Twitch noon to 2 this Sunday. Tune into that. Whether it's their new Cali Gold Sparkling or the OG's Cali Red or their Rosé, we'll be drinking it all. 19 Crimes Wine brings the party, especially for the big game. So pick up a bottle or 5 for the big game. Wherever you purchase your wine, enjoy responsibly. 19 Crimes, Sonoma, California, 2022.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Waddle and Sylvie are back
on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
So I got Io over what?
7.5.
7.5. And what was the other one? I got
tomorrow, over 25.5.
Okay. I like it.
And then the Spurs in 10.5.
Yep. You sound like you're on a hot streak. So, I mean, you know what?
Yeah. Watch the Bulls win by 30 tonight.
When was the last time they won by 30?
Light to play! Drummond tips it to himself.
There's 5 Drummonds out there. There's 5 Mr. Drummonds out there.
DeRozan, lob.
The big catch coming. Oh, there's 5 Drummonds out there. Oh, the big fellas.
Dragic.
Oh, get it. Oh, he's playing on a Nerf hoop. It's a Nerf hoop out there.
To San Antonio while Greg Popovich made that deal. Drummond again. It's a season high for Andre
Drummond. Flex on him.
Now the world don't.
That's right, Mr. Drummond right there. Perfect from the field. What a game.
What's Mr. Drummond's first name in the show?
What was it?
Is it Mr. Philip? Was it
Philip Drummond? Sounds right. I wanted to live in an apartment like that.
Oh, did you?
A penthouse? Oh, that was fantastic.
Different.
Wasn't Mrs. Garrett his
housekeeper?
Where Mrs. Garrett originally started?
I think so.
She was spun off to the Facts of Life, wasn't she?
I think you are correct. I think. Mr. Drummond.
I think it's Philip Drummond.
Mr. Conrad Bain was his name in real life. I believe he's gone.
They're all gone from the show, I think.
Oh, really?
I think there's
Todd Bridges is gone?
I think Todd Bridges is the guy left standing, isn't he? Didn't all the...
That role led to the chance to be Philip Drummond in Different Strokes.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah.
Like, I could go on Stupid Jeopardy and probably make a dent.
Stupid Jeopardy.
It would be Stupid Jeopardy.
I love it. That's Todd Bridges still alive.
It's for dumb
Todd
people.
Todd Bridges is still alive.
He did Arnold's radio in wrong. Chicago, didn't
yeah,
he?
I got a Joniak story for you. I've told you the Joniak story. Remind me to tell you that before three, okay?
Yeah.
Remind me to tell you the Jeff Joniak versus Todd Bridges story.
What you talking about, Willis?
Jeff Joniak, our future teammate here, too. Remind me.
I had a nice talk with Jeff a week or so ago.
I was texting with him the other day. Remind me to tell you. It's a classic. It was classic. All right, Nick Friedell joins us right now.
Oh, that's how we segue.
And right now we go to the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline, where we pick it up with our teammate, Nick Friedell. Does great work. I saw him on Get Up today. He was on Get Up yesterday.
Wow.
As the Nick Friedell curse lives, it has infected the Brooklyn.
Feed the beast like that?
Well, because
you know,
it's
the people
true.
Out there that want to give Nick hell.
The Brooklyn Nets. What's up, Nick?
I just love that we're hitting the target demo with the Different Strokes conversation.
Yeah, like, listen, hey, that's right in my wheelhouse, bro.
All the 60-year-olds out there who grew up watching Different Strokes. Into the Facts of Life, into Love Boat, into Fantasy Island.
Hey, listen, there's a connection there. Drummond, Andre Drummond, possibly moved for something or possibly not. What say you?
Andre Drummond, who barely has been playing for this Bulls team.
It's more likely that they trade him than anything else.
You want him back?
Times are rough,
do the Nets want him back?
Well, I mean, a couple days ago it was, hey, the Nets need some size. Now it's, are they going to move KD now before the deadline, or are they going to move him this summer potentially? Because guys, for as bad as we've seen some contracts before in the good old days in Chicago, that Ben Simmons deal with 2 years in like. $80 million left is one of the worst I have seen in a long, long time. So it's a mess right now with the Nets. And I'd throw this out there because it cracked me up the other day. They were playing the Knicks at Barclays, and I'm walking around the corner and I see Derek, and he's stretching out, and we say hello, and I hadn't seen him in a while, and he's like, he looks at me and he's like, what's it like? What's going on here?
And I said, for Derek to ask you that.
I say, D, for all the craziness that you and I lived through for all those years back in Chicago, I have never in my life seen a 3-month stretch like this. And he looks up and he smiles, and in typical Derek fashion, he's like, for real? You know, that's crazy. But we had that moment back in time because for all the stuff, guys, that the three of us have discussed forever and ever with the Bulls, this Nets team, they put it all to shame. Mm. The drama never stops. You finally move Kyrie, and this is a team that came in to last night in fourth place still in the East, and now you got to decide what you're going to do with Durant, but it is just a mess at the moment.
Yeah, people are demanding it, and I forgot to play it. Let's play Nick Friedell's intro music right now.
Nick!
Apologies.
Yeah.
So building on that, Nick, what are your favorite Kyrie Irving stories? And is he sort of the oddest athlete you've ever covered?
100%. And Sylvie, what I would tell you is there's nobody even that's that close. Like, Joakim is probably has been my favorite athlete to cover. And I've been doing this 15 years now, which is crazy. But he was a unique spirit. He wasn't just a complete oddball at times like Kyrie. And my favorite Kyrie story, without any question, is in the preseason this year, after all the back and forth we had last year about whether or not he was going to take the vaccine and that whole process, and we had gone back and forth so many different times, we get to media day, and before I could even spit out my question, he's like, you and me, by the end of the year, we're going to be best friends. And I'm like, I thought we already were best friends, Kyrie. And he's like, no. By the end of the year, we're going to hug. Well, that did not come to fruition. But before we had the breakdown a few weeks later, we're walking out of a game at Barclays in the preseason, and I'm walking out of the press conference room, and he's walking out of the locker room. And he looks at me, and he goes, "Hey, man, you need a ride home?" And I'm like, no. Kyrie, I'm good, man. Everything's all right. And, like, his buddies are behind him cracking up. And then he looks at me and goes, "No, seriously, we'll take you wherever you want to go. Like, it's no big deal." And I'm like, "Kyrie, I appreciate it, man, but I got a bunch of work to do." He's like, "All right, just let me know. Let me know if that needs to happen." And the people in the Nets organization who are watching this conversation unfold were looking at me like, are we in real life right now?
Yeah, because they know that you'd end up in a bathtub in a hotel room in New Jersey without a kidney.
Tommy, that was the running joke was if you got in that car, there was no telling where you may land afterwards.
That's but right.
The thing I tell anybody about Kyrie is you never, ever know what's going to happen. For as great as he is on the floor, and he is one of the most incredibly gifted offensive guards I've ever seen. When you think things are good, that's when they usually go bad. And when things are bad and you think there's no hope, everything's already gone, that's when he pulls you back in and he goes and fits into the locker room and he's dropping 40 points every night. So in that regard, as far as what's going to happen day to day, I have never seen an athlete like that in my life. And for what we do in this business, the content just never stops.
With that as the backdrop, A, were you surprised that someone was willing to deal for him? And B, how does this end up for the Mavs?
I wasn't surprised, Tommy, because look at the two people that were vying in the end for Kyrie to come to their team. Mark Cuban, number one. And LeBron James, number two. The egos in play are just gigantic because the thought is, well, we've seen all this stuff happen, but it won't happen here. We have the setting to get Kyrie to focus and bring the best out of him. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what are you talking about? In every single one of these places, Cleveland, Austin, Brooklyn, you talk to anybody in those organizations, and they'll tell you, just set your watch. It's only a matter of time before things go south, and everything ends up in a bad place. So I wasn't surprised that people were then interested in him because we see what he does on the floor. He's unbelievable, and he's still 30 years old. He's got time to become even better. He's just unbelievable at getting to the rim and creating for other people. But do I think this is going to work? I think great players always figure it out. Luka and Kyrie will figure it out. They'll find a rhythm together over time. Where I don't agree with anybody who says, oh, this could put the Mavs all the way in the finals. This is going to just knock everybody down in the West. Huh? You have to play defense to win a title. Who in the hell on that team right now is playing defense consistently in a playoff series? And I'd take it back for years, guys. When you look at teams who have stars, especially the caliber of Kyrie and Luka, it's fun in the regular season. I mean, I go back to last year, oh, man, and they're certainly not on the same level, but DeMar hit a shot against the Pacers in December at the buzzer. Yeah! Okay! All right! Well, what happens in the playoffs? That's where the money's made. That's where teams make
taking a shot.
Everything
I know he was.
For each other. And that's where I don't see this for the Mavs being able to sustain itself for sure.
Do you believe that the Nets have a major move to make to get KD another big player here to get back into contention?
No, because in order to do that, they have to get off that Simmons contract. And I don't see any team being able or willing to help get rid of Simmons for the Nets and then allow the Nets to add whomever it may be. But, Sylvie, the other thing I'd say is everybody keeps saying, is there a move for the Nets to make? You tell me who's out there, who's readily available, who comes in, even if they get off the Simmons deal. And you think, oh, okay, like this all makes sense. The second they traded Kyrie was the second they gave up the hope at winning a championship with this group moving forward. And that's why I tell you whether or not it happens in the next couple days, we'll see. But I would be stunned if Kevin stays in Brooklyn long term, because he's going to be 35 years old. He wants to be on a team that wins, and he wants to be on a team that can compete for a title. And this team, while they are pretty good, and Kevin Durant is still awesome, for my money, he would have been the MVP had he not gotten hurt and missed all this time with that knee injury. This team is a team that has a ceiling of the first, maybe second round. They can't get by Boston or Milwaukee, though, if both of those teams are healthy.
All right, real quick, before we let you go, we got to get your thoughts on this Bulls team, whether or not you think they'll do something and where. I mean, they just seem to be a basketball ship. I said ship, yeah, that is floating out in the ocean.
Especially after Tyler yesterday.
Tommy?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Okay.
It's not going to happen for this team. They are in basketball hell,
yeah,
the likes of which we used to talk about, you know, eight,
I
9 years
ago. I think we
all
agree.
Ago.
We agree.
It's not good. Yeah. It's not good. I don't know what else to tell you. I feel bad. I wish they were better. I'd be able to come through there a little more often.
It's but, just no. There's no escape. I mean, you're right. I think
stuck.
They're just stuck.
When they made that Vucevic deal. Oh my God. It was like, here's our swing. Well, they swung and they missed. And in the end, that is going to haunt them for a long time, because that pick this year is going to hurt. That Levine Max deal that I kept telling you all, don't do it, don't do it. That's going to hurt. And they're going to lose DeRozan at some point here, whether it's they're making a deal or they keep going whatever the hell direction they're in right now. But he's not going to be at the same level. They are in deep, deep trouble for the foreseeable future.
I will make you a long-term bet that the Bulls get at least two first-round picks for Zach LaVine when they do trade him.
I mean, two bad first-round picks. Who cares? Who gives a...
Well, that's why, like...
Who gives
that's
a
why
ship?
They're not... But
who gives a ship, right? You said a ship?
That's
ship.
Well played. Ship. That was well... Like, the point is that's why, like, signing him... wasn't a lost cause. It wasn't like
No. But the point all along, I understand. I mean, we talked about it when they signed that $80 million deal. I get that point. The point, and my point all along on Zach was, you are signing a player to a max deal who's not a max player. And when that happens and you get stuck with the cap ramifications that come with it, that's when you just go into complete mediocrity, and that's where the Bulls live now.
All right, good stuff.
Love you, Nick.
Nick, wait. I know they do a lottery at the end of this year where they draw your name, and you go to that new team. Good luck to that team.
I'm looking forward to it. I just told Tyler before we got started, I'm trying to figure out if I need to sign a lease in this apartment in New York City for the next few months.
No. You're headed to Detroit. You'll be covering the Pistons next year.
Oh, no.
It's a better team that will be brought down. You got to look for a team. Go look at the standings and a better team that is ready to crumble.
Milwaukee Bucks, here comes Nick Friedel.
Giannis is going to go from the most likable player.
Yes.
He's going to become like this selfish ass.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss y'all. Play the game after the break. If Kevin's still there, I'll see you in a few weeks.
All right. See you next.
See you, buddy.
All right. Bye, guys.
Hopefully we'll be joined by Nick in studio.
He's truly one of my favorite
people. He's the best. Yeah. He's great. And again, that was Nick Friedel on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. We love them. And thank you to CarX Tire and Auto for being a brand new partner to ESPN 1000 and the Waddle and Sylvie Show. We've got Barstool Big Cat coming up on that line at 4 o'clock and Michael Wilbon at 5 o'clock. Coming up next, I owe you a story about a member of Different Strokes and voice of the Bears.
Yes.
And I've got some news on what a prominent Bulls reporter is saying that they may or may not do at the trade deadline. All that coming up next.
Listen to us now, live on the ESPN Chicago app. Listen to the show in HD at 100.3 HD2 FM. Listen now on ESPN 1000. This is Waddle and Sylvie, ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports.
Back in the day when Mancow had like different sports guys, famous sports guys, he used to bring in like sort of has-beens, Todd Bridges being one of them.
Was Turd part of it?
Turd was
turd,
like...
Turd, he was, here comes the Turd.
He was always like his jackass guy, you know, like he would
What's
do...
Turd doing now?
I don't know where Turd is. Turd would do all the stunts and the crazy stuff. Yeah. He was doing jackass stuff before the jackass guys.
Good point.
So Todd Bridges, who was on Different Strokes, was his sports guy. And he came to Chicago, and Todd Bridges would come to Bulls games. But he wasn't really a sports guy, and he would F around in the media room. And Joniak was covering the Bulls back then, before he was the voice of the Bears. And he'd be cutting up his tape and sound from the Bulls locker room. I'd be there doing my stuff. And it was quiet in there because it was a working press room. And Todd Bridges would be screwing around in the press room. And, you know, back in the day, like me, Joniak had a bit of a temper. And Bridges wouldn't shut up. And Joniak told him to shut up. And Todd Bridges pulled the "do you know who I am" line.
Oh, he did.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm Todd Bridges. I used to be on Different Strokes. And Joniak said, "I don't care who you are. This is a working press room." And they basically got in each other's face.
Ooh, the little throwdown,
Yeah. I never thought I would see a Willis and Jeff Joniak nose-to-nose thing. And they got separated and order was restored.
Did they ever patch things up?
No, because like a week later, like Todd Bridges was no longer the sports guy for Mancow. And he wasn't long for that job. And,
gotcha.
And was no longer invited back. But
David Hasselhoff was brought in? No?
He was not the next sports guy. He was doing Baywatch back then. He was still like a sort of a star. But I'll never forget that. When we get Joniak on, once things get into high gear around here, maybe he can retell that story, or he'll be mad at me that I told that story just now.
I think a little of both.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, we'll talk to Barstool Big Cat. Big Cat joins us a little bit earlier than normal, normally at 4 o'clock on Tuesdays. He joins us, though, from the Super Bowl, very busy making time for us. Have you heard about what Aaron Rodgers is doing to come up with a decision about his future? It is so Aaron Rodgers. And wait till Big Cat reacts to this. You'll want to hear it coming up next.